Hello friends, how's it going? Welcome back to the show. It's been a while. Harry's not around today, it's just me, so I'm going to go old school episode where I'm going to give you, like, hopefully a little bit of insight into some good stuff that you can be practicing to get better at golf, in particular with your course management and your short game, and how do you assess how good your short game actually is outside of the environment of just like chipping on a chipping green, okay? So this has worked quite well with some elite players, and to be fair, on actually all golfers, but in particular with some really good golfers, in trying to help them maximize their score. Okay, so the drill exercise slash game is the following. Okay, and I appreciate that perhaps because this is an on-course game, it might have to be during a time where it doesn't really matter. Okay, so if you're out playing with your mates and stuff and what have you, when you want to try and score well, don't do the game. It's kind of one for if you're just kind of mucking around, trying to practice a little bit on the course, an opportunity to do the following task, okay? So, let's say first hole, you've got 150 yards into the green, and the flag is 160 yards away. The game is the following. You're going to play match play against the course, okay? So, if you manage to par the hole, you're going to go one up. Anything higher than a par is a loss, okay? But the game is the following. You've got 150 yards to green, 160 yards to flag. You have to intentionally miss the green, and your thought process of missing the green is going to be, where can I miss the green to leave myself the easiest up and down? Invariably, on many holes, because the greens are designed to be receptive from the fairway, e.g. the back of the green is much higher than the front, quite often the easiest miss is just dead straight short, because greens at bunkers are obviously around the green, onto the right and to the left in most occasions, but that's not always the case, okay? And sometimes greens are quite narrow and wide versus longer and then narrower in terms of their width. So the game is to try and intentionally miss the green, leave yourself an easy up and down, and if you manage to miss the green and get up and down, you go one up. So when you move on to the second hole, let's say it's par three and it's 130 yards, you're going to try and hit, you know, a club that actually intentionally misses the green to leave yourself potentially the easiest up and down. Now, it sounds like a bit of a negative thing, this, in terms of like, okay, why am I trying to miss the green? Surely it's better to hit the green. Yes, it is, but it might, for a lot of golfers, start to make them think a little bit more about, you know, where the best miss is. That sounds like it could be quite negative. It certainly isn't. If you're trying to lower your handicap and then score better on the golf course, and you're emotional about the score versus just how well you hit the ball, then it is a really, really practical thing for you to do. So it's almost like, could you, let's do this over nine holes, could you miss all nine greens, hit no greens in regulation, and with the attempt of trying to get up and down from all of those missed greens, because you've left yourself what would hopefully be a relatively easy up and down, okay? So that's the challenge. And then having done this with quite a few good players before, and like I said, a few average golfers as well, it's very interesting in terms of like how well you can actually score based on leaving yourself an easy chip. And it'll help you think a little bit more about going forward about what flags you might attack, you know, because if there's a flag that sort of tuck back left, but actually if you just tug it and go a little bit long, it might be an easy up and down maybe. So it'll just make you think about your club selection a little bit more, particularly those golfers that use a watch to give themselves the distance, e.g. right, it's 100 yards to the flag, I'm going to hit a pitching wedge because I hit that 100 yards. The shot might demand that you land it 80, and then it kind of rolls out to 95 or something like that, you know. So hopefully it just starts to paint a little bit more of a picture of kind of shots you want to hit, and also the kind of chips that you like to play. A lot of golf courses will have danger on the left, and where greens are designed to be receptive, where the back of the green is considerably higher. If you go long left, that is often like the hardest up and down, and short right is often the easiest up and down when the greens are designed in that kind of way. So if you're going long left or umming and ahhing about what club selection is, it might be that actually in this case it's more advantageous for you to club down a little bit. So if you do miss, it's not going to leave you the most horrific shot in the world, okay? So do that as match play against the course. See if you can beat the course based on your ability to get up and down from intentionally trying to miss the greens. And if you do have a go at that, message me, let me know how it goes, let me know how you scored. I'd be really, really interested in knowing how you got on, and also the kind of chips you left yourself. Did you tend to leave yourself like a chip and run kind of shot, or did you leave yourself shots that were, you know, required you to float the ball to the flag? Okay, so, and then so that will give you a much, much better understanding of the kind of clubs and shots that you want to play when you're out on the course. All right, cool. So give it a go. Let me know how it goes, and I'll catch you on the next one. Yeah, cool.